Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, Faithful? Are you freaking kidding me? We got an emergency show. It was not planned. I got a softball game. I have two softball games I'm about to run to. So it's going to be a relatively short show, but we get breaking news out of the blue. The 49ers have signed a five-year contract extension with D'Amador, the Hyena, Lenore. What great news. You got a bye week. You get back a bunch of guys. You win a tough road game. Now you're coming home. You lock up one of the prime players moving forward for not one, not two, not three, one, two, three, four, five more years. Obviously, this was his last year on his deal. You extend that five more years. We're going to break down all of the numbers. We're going to break down where that ranks with corners. We're going to talk about why this was so important to get done, because all of the rumors were that the 49ers wanted to extend Demo before this season, going into the last year of his deal. That was the whole plan. But Demo's side said, nope, we want to wait. We want to wait. And it looks like they proved exactly what we thought. You know, I've been telling you all year, D'Amador Lenore has been the best corner since training camp. It wasn't even close. Wasn't even close. Dude balls out. And with the hybrid type corner that he is, outside slash nickel corner, which the 49ers have been terrible at the nickel corner position for a very long time. I loved Kaywan Williams. I loved Jimmy Ward. But there was just such a ceiling on those top types of players there at the nickel position. Jimmy Ward's a great safety whenever he's healthy, but you know, he adapted and played well in nickel. But the slot fade has been the Achilles heel for the 49ers since 2017. This year, Demo has pretty much shut that crap down against some of the best wide receivers in the NFL from the slot position. So this is just such good news. Now, it's a five-year, $92 million extension, so just a shade under $19 million a year. They paid a premium, no doubt about it. But here's the good news. Shout out to Ari Maroff, who was on the show several years ago for the 49ers Rush OGs. We did an off-season show together, which was cool. Now he has like a million followers. He's great. But like here's what's crazy. So Brock Purdy was always priority one, but the NFL CBA stipulates you cannot even enter into negotiations until the third season is completed. So this couldn't even be a Brock Purdy deal, because I've already got a couple things. Why didn't they do this for Purdy? You're not allowed to until the completion of the 2024 season. So the Brock deal, that's after this season. You get that done March, hopefully early, and you're not doing whatever. But like, one of my favorite things about this is, one, he doesn't test free agency. He wants to be here. Two, no offseason drama. Golly, we've gone through so much with Bosa, with Debo, with Kittle to a lesser extent, Warner to a lesser extent. But this year, obviously, Ayuk and Trent could not have been handled more poorly from the players and the team. I hated it. And so now you're just like, another cornerstone. And it's not like he's just had 1 year of production. No, he's been great all year. He was awesome all last year, showed up at the playoffs. Gosh, this is freaking awesome. This is the best news. This is the best news we could have gotten today. Now you just, you got Renardo Green and you've got Diamador Lenore for at least the next three seasons after this. So this season, so you got him for 4 years. Like, those are your corners. You have staples. Renardo Green's the third highest ranked corner in the NFL currently. Diamador Lenore's done it way more consistently, obviously, and he's way more versatile. There were parts in the game against Tampa Bay, he was playing the mic role. That's how good he is versus the run. You want to put him in zone. You want to put him in man. You want to talk about ball skills. It doesn't matter. Dude can do it all. I freaking love this deal. I could not be any happier. I could not be any happier. Oh, I freaking love it, man. I'm just so excited about this. Shout out to my man, Monkey Boy. Appreciate the super chat. No offseason drama and secondary has a foundational piece for a little while. Let's freaking go. I think you got a couple, man. You know, I think that you got a couple foundational pieces. I really, really do. Renardo Green looks the part. I know it's been limited. He looks the part. Malik looks the part. Jair, major setback here so far. Hufanga, can he come back healthy? But yeah, the no drama, that's the thing, man. And we talk about like enforcers and all that stuff and setting the tone. He's one of the most physical corners. His nickname's the hyena. That's ugly. That's a mean-ass animal. And it shows on the field. Like, when the nickname matches the player, that's awesome. We got an English bulldog one time, all right? And I'm a weirdo. I'm a history guy. So I wanted to name the dog St. Francis. I live in San Francisco, right? All right, what's up? Actually, East Bay, but whatever. And so we named this dog St. Francis, and the name didn't work. He was an asshole. He was mean as hell, and he just wanted to fight every person and every dog. Now, not like trying to hurt him, but he was a bully. He was a definition bulldog. We had changed his name after like 2 weeks. We're like, this ain't going to work. He was a puppy. It was like, we can't call him that. We had to name him Tank. Frank the Tank, baby. The hyena? Spot on. I could not be more excited for this moment right now because I wanted to lock him up last year, but again, the agent put out there publicly, we ain't doing a deal. We're going to wait. We are going to wait. He went out there and got paid now, didn't he? So it comes out to, yeah, let me get my calculator out because somebody's going to, I don't want to get 20 emails saying I did it wrong. So it's 92, 5-year deal. So $18.4 million per year. So let's go to the cornerback and let's go to the average guarantee. The APY. We don't know the guaranteed numbers. Maybe somebody gets those before me, but it's $18.4 million because you're extending that onto the current year. So obviously there's always funny money. There's guarantees. There's total guarantees. There's signing bonus. There's all that stuff. But I can tell you right now, Diamador Lenore's family, generational wealth, young man. I could not be more proud of you. And I could not be more happy for you and your family and the family of your future generations established. If you do it right. And, you know, we talk about grown men throwing a ball for fun. That's my job. I don't even throw the ball. I talk about other ones doing it. But sometimes, and I like, if there's one thing that there's lots of things I wish you would take away from kind of what we do here as a show, but celebrate other people's wins. Enjoy the fact that other people are making money. They're not taking money away from you. So if you're one of those people like, I'm a teacher. And blah, blah, blah. I used to be that guy. I was a teacher. I was like, man, that sucks. Like, I'm out here working my A off. Why are they getting all this money? No. That is not a healthy mindset. And it affects you more than it affects anybody else. Once you start to celebrate others and once you, like, you just, it's crazy, man. The happiness and the joy, like, you should be celebrating this young man. I don't know much about his family, and that's, but life-changing, generational wealth that can be used for good. Way to freaking go, Diamador Lenore. So, $18.4 million average per year. Okay? We look at the top cornerbacks. Man, I got to count down a ways. It puts them, let's see here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. That's the 12th highest paid corner contract currently. Currently. It puts them behind Jalen Johnson, but ahead of Carlton Davis. Charvarius Ward, he's at $13 million, $13.5 million per year. So there's a drop-off from those kind of top 10 corners. Demo slots right underneath that. I mean, Jalen Johnson, L'Jarius Sneed and Jalen Johnson were kind of the most recent contracts that were done this offseason, and he's still slotted just underneath them. So, like, usually, I thought $20 million. Like, I've been saying, like, dude, Demo's getting $20 million a year. I've said it several times on the show because people are like, why don't we extend Demo? His agent doesn't want to. He's getting $20 million a year in free agency. That's what it is. He chose to get 18.4. Now, we'll have to wait and see what the guarantees are, you know, total guarantee, all that fun stuff. But golly, man, how freaking awesome is this? That freaking stud. I could not be more ecstatic because let's be honest. When have we had solid young corners for the 49ers? Not in Shanahan's era at all. They haven't drafted corners. They haven't. For the longest time, the highest drafted corner was a third-round pick, Akello Witherspoon. Man, that ain't worked out. That didn't work. Why? Why did it work out? Because he was soft as hell. He was scared to hit, and he's soft. He's so soft, right? So then, you know, Ambry Thomas, soft, refuses to hit, just could not hit. Still on the team. We'll see what happens in the future. But then you go get a guy like D'Amador Lenore in that same draft. That same draft. Fifth-round pick, another fifth-round gem, added to the list. Fifth-round picks for the win, baby. Ah!
Thank you, No, the Casio G-Shock. Thanks to its legendary toughness and timekeeping autonomy, it's no secret why the mighty G-Shock has earned its place on the wrist of weekend warriors, first responders, and militaries all over the world. But there's levels to this stuff. And there's a little-known collection of top-shelf G-Shock watches made for folks who crave the very best for everything in life. It's called the MRG. This flagship line of G-Shock watches takes the most cutting edge of tech G-Shock has to offer and blends it with the highest levels of traditional Japanese craftsmanship. We're talking about hybrid titanium and Kobarian case construction with artisanal armor-like flourishes, all honed like the edges of a samurai sword. Every beloved reference in the G-Shock collection gets coveted MRG treatment. From the original square case digital reference from 1983 to the beloved analog Frogman dive watch, all the way up to the newest fan favorite, the MRG B2100, with its octagonal bezel and its wild interlocking beams dial. Discover the full range this holiday season at Topper Jewelers. And while supplies last, mention this ad in 49ers Rush to receive a special gift with your next G-Shock order.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I love it. Then you get a guy like Renardo Green. You ain't questioning his toughness. The 49ers figure out, look, we're not going to sacrifice soft mentality, not playing the run for better cover skills. Don't do it. They don't fit us. They not like us. That's what it is. Then you look at the safety you get. You draft freaking Mike Tyson Jr. at safety, Malik Mustafa. Who are we? We want to be physical. We want to be great versus the run. All those things. Don't compromise. Don't do that. This is one of those things. We have what we want. We have a versatile piece to where we can slide everybody else around. We can slide everybody around. We need a nickel? Check. We need outside? Check. Somebody can play all three corner spots. Left, right, slot. Absolutely. Absolutely awesome. And I really think that this is a value deal. I don't know. How do I say this? I don't know why you take, I don't know why he took this deal. I don't know why D'Amador Lenore took this deal. Now, I love this deal. I love, from a 49er standpoint, love it. From the amount of money he's getting, love it. But you look at where he slots, man, I don't get it. But I'm happy. And, you know, from salary cap standpoints and all that stuff. So a couple things. Let's focus on that now, okay? Let's go to the cap space argument and how this slots in. We don't know. We don't know because he was a nothing. After this year, into the rookie deal. Into the rookie deal. And maybe the 49ers went at him and said, hey, man, we ain't letting you walk out that door. We can franchise tag you, or we could give you this deal now and get you paid now. I guess that actually, the more I think about it, that franchise tag looming, it makes sense. Because the 49ers don't want to do that because of the cap stipulations that hits all at once. The 49ers have been one of the most proactive, smart teams about the cap with the way they structure the void years and the bonuses and the restructuring to where you're constantly rolling over extra cap benefits. The 49ers lead the NFL before the D'Amador Lenore deal financials come out. The 49ers have the most salary cap space in the NFL. You got $54.2 million, according to Over the Cap, for 2024. We're halfway through the season. You can't spend any more of that. Maybe you can with these contracts. But even if it is, it was a five-year, $92 million deal. Yeah, we're good. I mean, shoot, you can front load, back load, side load, signing bonus. You can do the whole thing signing bonus if you wanted to. Little bit of a hometown discount. It seems that way. Shout out to Melissa. So good to see you. I know you pumped. Melissa been, she's been a Demo fan for a long time. Yeah. Oh, look at this. It's right there in the chat. Yeah, Melissa, she's got her players that she's in love with and that she supports no matter what. And it's always bumpy roads. Man, you remember you go back after the rookie deal. His rookie year didn't play much. Let's go back over this because I want to look at this. I want to look at sorry, it's my fourth show today. I am struggling after screaming at Tampa Bay the whole freaking year. You go back to 2021. That's D'Amador Lenore's rookie year. He started two games. Two. That was it. He played 200 snaps. That was it. Then he falls behind the depth chart in 2022. You remember he wasn't even a starter. He wasn't even a starter. And then fought his way in there because they wanted a more physical corner. And then once he got in the starting lineup, he went nowhere. Excelled. And so now you're talking about somebody that has 31 starts. 31. You know what you're getting. Look at this. Nicholas Parr. Man, we were just texting. We were hanging out in Tampa. If you guys haven't met Nick Parr yet, y'all missing out. He's the best of the best. Thank you for your generosity. I knew you were going to pay me back. I knew you were going to pay me money, and I told you not to, but I'm very thankful. Your generosity, the man that is known as Oprah, thank you, my friend, for the super chat. That is overly generous. Thank you, brother. He says, look at this. John Chapman is the best there is. I have to read this because he paid so much. I have to read this. Thank you, man. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. What a blast to hang out in Tampa this weekend. Let's make a fan happy. Give away a shirt ASAP just to celebrate the D'Amador Lenore signing. I love it. So here we go. Here is the first. Here's the question. We're going to do a D'Amador Lenore trivia question. Ooh, I like this. I like this. Oh, here we go. I'm trying to think here. I want to do this right. I want to do this right. Oh, I know what I'm going to do. You guys aren't going to know the answer to this. So let me go over here. I'm going to make you guys search this up. So whoever types this up in the chat first and gets it correct, I'm going to send you guys a shirt. Compliments of the great Nicholas Parra. I love you, man. It was awesome hanging out with your family this weekend down there. So now my chat, it orders different than yours. Yours might show up first on yours, but there's like five different, you know, we got Twitter, we got YouTube, we got everything going through this platform. We got Instagram, we got everything. So whoever gets it first, it's what it is. Look at Dave. Dave knows to start guessing early. You turd. I love you. That wasn't going to be the question. Okay. Here is the question. Oh, yeah. How many bench press reps did Diamador Lenore do at the combine? That's 225. The first person that gets it correct in my chat, I'll send you a t-shirt. We'll get to know you guys. But you guys are getting too good at trivia. And yeah, Uncle Salty, as soon as we do trivia, he shows up one too often. Yeah, it's always the same one. How many bench press reps did Diamador Lenore do at the combine? Let's see it. I want to see who's got this one. And I'm pretty sure it's going to be somebody that's already got a t-shirt, but that's okay. Again, they put 225 on there. How many reps? I'm seeing, okay, there we go. I'm seeing a couple of the answers. I'll let you guys have some more time to throw in there. There we go. I love it. I want to make sure. You guys are the best, man. I freaking love these people. That's awesome. You guys are awesome. So the correct answer, it's already been in the chat. That's okay. It's 15. You are wrong, Nick. So you don't get to win a shirt. You already got all the shirts. You got everything you need, man. You're the best. The correct answer was 15. 15. It goes to my main man, Kevin, B&D Gaming Channel, the freaking legend. So Kevin, I know you got my information. Email me. I just need to know, what size and where you want it sent. I'll take care of everything else. Compliments of the great Nicholas Parra. He is the best of the best. Now, if we go back to Diamador Lenore and kind of what he's been able to accomplish with his career, again, you know, you're talking, oh, I said 31 starts because I'm stupid. It's 41 starts. I didn't even add it right. So you know what you're getting. He didn't play much his rookie year, but then after he got into the starting lineup, he never looked back. Never looked back. And guess what? He has played 2022, played 17 games. 2023, he played in 17 games. 2024, he's played in all 9 games. Durability, check. Toughness, check. Fit your system, you ain't got no questions on that. That 41 starts to show that. That dude's been here for a minute. And your defensive coordinator, I'm not the biggest fan of him, but I hope he turns into the best defensive coordinator, Coach Nichols, last year. He's been the nickel coach for several years. He knows Demo more than anybody. This is who I want to build my team around. Oh, man. I'm freaking loving this, man. Look at the playoffs. You're talking about somebody that already has 6 career playoff starts, plus 2 interceptions in the playoffs. 1 forced fumble. This dude averages half a turnover per playoff game. Dang, he's got a forced fumble and 2 interceptions in the play. Show up some big game. Man, he shows up. Now, let's look up his more important stats. Now, PFF is a little bit down on him this year, and I don't understand why. I really do feel that he has just been unreal. You know, I looked up where he fits on our PFF corner rankings. It's like 40th, which I'm just like, what? Like, how is that even possible? And I looked, he's got some bad pass rush grades. And so, like, his worst grades are in pass rush as a nickel blitzer. He's blitzed 12 times, and I think that's pulled it down some. You know, you look at penalties. He does have 5 penalties on the year. Those are there. That pulls it down considerably. But his NFL passer rating this year is 65. So when he's targeted, that goes up to 158. Like, he's freaking awesome. He's given up no touchdowns this year. He's got 2 interceptions, 4 pass breakups. Good Lord. 62% completion percentage when targeted. That's a little higher than you'd like, but it's not bad. It's not bad at all. has a forced fumble this year, 16 solo stops, 9 missed tackles, and a lot of that is we're asking him to be the extra box defender on a lot of plays. So sometimes we'll go nickel, and they'll do a run look. We force him in as the third linebacker. Dude's 5'10", 200. He's 5'10", 200. We are asking him to play the box like freaking – he's played right next to Malik Collins sometimes. Gosh, man. Hyena. Dude's a stud. Oh, I freaking love it, man. And, gosh, I cannot believe they got this done. Like, nobody knew. Nobody even knew this conversation was being had. It wasn't even being had. Oh, man, I freaking love this. I'm so pumped. Now, there's a couple things I want to look up. Don't go anywhere because I want to talk more about him, and I also want to talk what the next pecking order is for contracts moving forward.
You know football. You watch all the games. You know what's going to happen before it actually does. So why don't you put your knowledge to the test over at MyBookie, where you can bet on everything. Go to mybookie.ag, use promo code 49ERS, 49ers, or scan this QR code next to me, and they're going to match your initial deposit. Put in 50, you get 50. Put in 100, you get 100, all the way up to $1,000. Plus, you can bet everywhere. California, Texas, doesn't matter. I've been in California for years. I've used it for 6 straight years. Easy to get money in, easy to get money out, trusted source, and you can bet on anything you want. You want to bet on politics, any sport, you name it. They've got the casino if that's your thing. You name it, MyBookie is there for you. Now, make sure you use promo code 49ERS to get that double deposit and MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.
So Matt Barrows has tweeted out that the deal has been completely accepted and will become official tomorrow morning when Demo signs it. The NFL just tweeted out an alert that the extension is done from the official NFL, you know, account. I haven't seen anything from Schefter or Rappaport or whatever. The 49ers probably, and a lot of times when they do this, they allow the agent to kind of get that information out there and kind of pick their guy that they work with, whatever. Agents have all these backroom agents are sneaky, but whatever. He's signed, not officially signed, but the agreement is officially there. And I'm so excited about this, man. Now here's what I want to look at next. Let's look at what the pecking order for future contracts should look like with the 49ers, because, man, this was the big one. This was the big one. You got this out of the way. Charvarius Ward was awesome, but I didn't think that he would be a guy that would come back. I didn't think so. Oh, I freaking love it. I love it. So these are the players, and no, I'm going based off of how do I? Let's go by current APY. Yeah, these are all of the free agents next year, expiring contracts 2024. I don't know. We're in the middle of the season. We're looking forward, but I want you to understand the importance of contracts. This is based on what their current deals are moving forward. Charvarius Ward. I do not think that you bring him back, not with Renardo Green, not with Diamador Lenore. I don't think you do. We'll see. Dre Greenlaw, he would be priority one for me. Now, obviously, this is Brock. We're not talking about Brock Purdy, okay? Brock Purdy's under contract for next year. He will not be a free agent no matter what. He's going into the fourth year of his rookie deal. The 49ers will get this contract done some point in the offseason, but he's still under contract. So, like, he ain't going anywhere. Dre Greenlaw would be my priority one of the free agents if and only if, and this is a big if, can he come back healthy, haven't even activated his 21-day practice window yet, and can he look like old Dre, right? Still Dre, baby. I don't think that you can change his mentality as the enforcer. The will, do you expect him to come back from a torn Achilles the same? Not right away, but can he get back to that by the playoffs? If Dre Greenlaw can show, hey, I'm still Dre Greenlaw, some point during the playoff, by the playoffs, then I think you bring him back because you've proven you can't replace that dude. You can't. Devondre Campbell, free agent as well. Isaac Yiadom, you might want to bring him back. He's cheap. He signed a $3 million deal this past year. You can get Yiadom back as your number three corner. I'd be stoked for that. Yiadom's not great, but he's playing way above his pay grade. Way above his pay grade. John Feliciano, we'll see. Can he come back? Can he be at that level? But he's 30-plus years old. He's 33, so he might be hanging him up. Josh Dobbs, nah. Brandon Allen, nah. Kevin Givens, he's been with the Niners since 2019. He was in that same, he wasn't even drafted. He was an undrafted free agent. Same year as Bosa, same year as Greenlaw, same year as Debo. He's been with the team forever. DFF, you know the answer. Aaron Banks. Does Banks want to stay here? Because he's from here. El Cerrito. Go Gauchos, baby. Does he want to stay? Does he want to test free agency? We've been letting the guards walk. Dominic Pooney's been awesome. Do you want Spencer Burford to step in there? He's been pretty... He had one awesome game where he was in there for like 10 snaps, and since then he's been terrible. Khalil Davis, who we just traded for. Chris Conley. Eric Saubert. No, no, no. Rocky Sin. No. Ambry Thomas. Ben Bartsch, Curtis Robinson, Matthew, the kicker, he's gone. Jalen Moore, Hufanga, can he come back from not one but now two injuries and go back to Hufanga status? We saw him for such a limited role. Or do you move forward with the two young safeties to save money, Jair Brown and Malik? My pecking order right now, if they're all playing at their best, Hufanga, Malik, Jair. But Jair is healthy all the time. All the time. Funga, not so much. Elijah Mitchell, Braden Willis, Jake Tonjes, Sam O. Sam O's priority for me. That's a priority player. Jordan Mason, he's a restricted free agent. Oh, so real quick. Sorry, Sam O is a earned rights restricted free agent, so he can't negotiate free agency. Neither can Jordan Mason. Neither can Evan Anderson. Got to have four accrued years before you get that, so... Never mind on Sam O, Jordan Mason, Evan Anderson. They can't go anywhere, even if they wanted to. They're not allowed to. So that's kind of what you got. So my pecking order, obviously Brock Purdy. Then it'd be Dre. Then it'd be Greenlaw. Then it'd be, Dre, then Hufanga. Then be Isaac Yiadom. And probably Aaron Banks after that. Aaron Banks has been okay. He hasn't been great, but he's been okay. Very serviceable. Has he lived up to the second round pick status? Nah. Probably not. Probably not. So, oh, look at this. We got Ducks in the house. Go Ducks, baby. Yeah, I got some family members that are Ducks. And some good friends that are Oregon Duck fans. I've never liked them, but that's okay. Salty, yeah, Aaron Banks could be replaced by a draft pick unless he takes a hometown discount. There you go. But, like, that's the thing. Like, you go through this list, and it's it's Dre Greenlaw. That's the only one that's a staple. Hufanga's had that one awesome year. I love Talanoa Hufanga so much. I mean, it's a depleted position that's super cheap. You can keep Hufanga for cheap. You'd like to have three safeties, but man, we're just signing guys off the street. You know, you just brought Gibson back. You got two young pups. They haven't been good. Malik's been good, but I don't know. But there's no staples that you're missing. None. D'Amador Lenore was the number one. It wasn't even close. Like, we had Charvarius Ward at $13.5 million. Got to see him come back and play. Prayers up for him and his family. But I think his next deal is going to be like $10 to $12 million. I don't think he's put tape up this year that says $13.5 million. I think he'll go and start doing one-year kind of $10 million, $8 million guaranteed type deals. He's 29. He's going to be 30 years old this offseason. So I hope he gets paid. And I hope he gets all the money that he can. But I just don't see him getting that same caliber of money, Charvarius Ward. So, man, I just now there's going to be a lot of comp picks there when these guys go. You're going to get a comp pick for Charvarius Ward, 100%. You'll get a comp pick for Dre Greenlaw, 100%. Devondre Campbell's 32. Well, he signed for us for $5 million. Probably not. Maybe a seventh. He'll be a cancel-out guy. Yiadom, maybe. One of the quarterbacks, maybe. Yeah, you'll get something for Hufanga. But that's about it. Aaron Banks, yeah, he'll get paid. Aaron Banks is going to get, just because offensive guys get paid. Yeah, over the caps, evaluation of him, 6.2 currently million. So he'll get a $10 million deal somewhere. He's a starting guard. And, you know, we're in one of the most offensive line friendly schemes in the NFL. Don't take Jake Brindle that. But it's pretty easy for everybody. We do put a lot of weight on the center. Man, I freaking love this. I just absolutely could not be happier right now. It's freaking awesome. Like, the Niners keep everybody, pretty much everybody. You might have some hard truths and whatever else, but CMC's locked up. Trent's locked up. Kyle Juszczyk still got a year on his deal. Brock Purdy still got a year on his deal. All your wide receivers, none of them are going to be free agents. Not one. Chris Conley's the only one. You're bringing back the entire freaking room. All of it. Juwan Jennings, Ayuk, Pearsall, Debo, they're all coming back next year. And I hope people are like, oh, you got to trade, got to trade, got to trade. If anybody's going to be traded, probably be Debo. But, man, why would you trade them? Why? It's not like you have to. You don't have to. You don't have to. You get a crazy offer, cool, but bringing all those guys back. Defensively, Bosa coming back. Sadly, Hargrave's probably the number one cut candidate on this roster. Yeah, I think that was evident before the injury. We'll see. That was the worst contract ever. But anyway, you got him. Malik Collins, you signed him to a two-year deal. Jordan Davis, two-year deal. Etir Gross-Matos, two-year deal. So you're bringing back a lot of those guys. Warner's still under contract. D. Winters, you got him. Man, yeah, you've got so much returning as far as just who you are as a team. Ah, this is a good day, baby. Good vibes. I mean, you just got back all these guys, and then you reward a fifth rounder, baby. Gosh, I could not be more excited right now. I hope you're pumped, man. And so, like, anytime you got to celebrate these wins. What's up, Anthony? How are you, man? He says, awesome seeing you in Tampa. Are you kidding me? It was absolutely incredible meeting you, man. Yeah, there are so many awesome people. I didn't even get to talk about it too much on today's show. You know, the 40 Irish Rush road trip, we're down in Tampa Bay with Frank Gore. Unbelievable events with unbelievable people and unbelievable experiences. I am so thankful that I get to be a small part of that. I feel like I'm a big part of that. I'm recovering pretty bad today. We got it pretty late from the airport yesterday. Those flights are long. But anyway, yeah, come out. We still got trips for Buffalo. We still got trips for Arizona. 49ersrushroadtrip.com. Go get your tickets now. It's the cheapest they're going to be. It's what it is. But yeah, this is great. Ugh. Yeah, right here. Winning heals it all, even the ugly wins. Ugly wins are still wins, baby. Ugly wins are still wins. And that's what it's about. So the 49ers get it. Lock up a stud for 5 more years. Man, look at the draft. I'm sorry. I was going to end the show. I got to go cook. My wife's working late. And I got freaking 2 softball games. We're in the playoffs. I'm working, baby. I'm working. I'll get dinner ready. you look at our draft picks next year. The 49ers have 11 draft picks. 11. You got a first rounder, a second rounder, 2 third rounders, 2 fourth rounders, a fifth, a sixth, and 3 sevenths. 11 draft picks. Look what the draft class we just turned around with. You just killed it. Can you replicate that? I don't know. But man, like, you got so much draft capital. You got all these guys locked up. Oh, man. Dude, the draft's going to be wild, baby. You're going to be able to do whatever the hell you want to do. Literally, what position are you going to have to draft? Tackle, center, defensive end. That's it? Tackle, center, defensive end. That's it? Like, you're to the point where you're keeping so much and you have all these rookies that are performing? Oh, tight end. Yeah, good call. Yeah, defensive tackle you could, but you're bringing back almost everybody. plus Evan Anderson, plus like you're bringing back a lot, but yes, and tight end. Yeah, guard. Yeah, you got Dominique Pooney and Spencer Burford. But yes, yeah, bring back some. Tight end two is huge. Yeah, we never draft tight ends ever, ever, ever. If you let Dre Greenlaw go, you're going to need a linebacker. D. Winters should be the starting number two linebacker now with Fred Warner. Oh, gosh, man. I don't know. We're 5-4. I get it. It hasn't been, it hasn't been the most fun year, guys. Not great, Bob. But when 5-4 is an issue, right? And our expectations are high, and they should be. We're the best fan base in sports. We've got a lot going for us. You already got your quarterback for the future. Brock Purdy's him. You got Shanahan, who's by far one of the best play callers. Like, even if you hate Kyle Shanahan and you're one of the 25 people that email me, we should fire Kyle Shanahan after every single game. You have to admit he is a top five play caller, worst case scenario. Like, worst case scenario. Like, you have these systems in place. How many teams can say you have a play caller and a quarterback in place? How many teams can say you're returning 8 all-pro players? Because that's where you're at right now. And you just locked up another cornerback for the freaking future. You signed him to 5 years. He's 25. He's just turned 25. His birthday was October 6th. That's my wife's birthday. Just turned 25. Now you get him for 5 years. Whew. Whew. Man. Luke, he says, do you think they try to turn the Michigan product into a center by next year or year after? Drake Nugent? Yeah, but you don't plan on that. That's a fallback option to develop into. I like Drake Nugent. I mean, he's Jake Moody's comp. Jake Moody, all the Michigan guys blur together. He's Jake Brindle's comp. Super low ceiling, but a get the job done cheap guy. There's a place in the NFL for that. But he's going to need some more time. We'll see. Salty, time to draft the left tackle and future right tackle. A book into Bosa, nose tackle, tight end, free safety. I'd vote Salty GM. But, man, and again, trying to push back on a lot of the negativity. And I understand I'm guilty. This year's been rough for the Chapmans outside of football. I don't want to get too much into that. I'm freaking homeschooling my kid. I never wanted to do that. My life is a bit stressful around these parts. And sometimes you bring that in to your job. Whatever your job is, like if it's stressful at home, you bring that in. My job's here with you guys. And so I do apologize. And I'm very critical, and I understand sometimes I'm too negative. I don't want to be a negative person. I never want to be. I'm just not who I am. I love my job. I love my life. But, man, sometimes you got to kind of step back from the tree to recognize the forest that you have in front of you. How many teams would want to move forward with what the 49ers have over what they currently have? I'm going to argue, man, probably at least 26 to 27 franchises would swap places like this. Now, maybe if you have like Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes, you might not, but out there, like it's a short list. And you look at the financial cap rollover. Yeah, you're not going to go big in free agency. You just went big in free agency. You just had free agency. Your big signing that you do every year, you just did it. We put it on layaway, right? So we get it now. That's the opposite of layaway. We bought it on credit. So, like, you know what I mean? I don't know. I think if you got Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen, I think that's it. I really, really do. Yeah, Buffalo's got a whole other set of issues. But we'll see. We'll play them later. But, like, I don't know. Like, is there any other situation? We got 11 draft picks. 11. And we're bringing back all these guys. Whew. Man. Uncle Salty, don't be negative, John. That's my job. I know. That's what you do. This is what you do. And Ed, you know, very smart to sign him now and not wait. Look, they tried to sign Ayuk at the same time. Ayuk wasn't having it. They offered Ayuk great money several times. Ayuk on record saying, I made it harder than it should have been. I know I did. And then laughed about it. And then went out there and did not play great. Trent wanted to reset the market. That's all he wants to do. And so he waited for everybody else to get paid that did what he did. Niners wanted to get lots of deals done early. Certain agents won't do that. It's up to the player. It's up to the agent. It's up to the team. That's just what it is. And so sometimes you get players that put the team, you know what I mean? I'm all for players getting theirs. Gosh, I hope that came across this show and all my shows. Ah. Yeah, and, you know, again, right here, Logan. Hopefully Ayuk will get himself together next season. That's what we want. He's part of this team for the future for a long time, and I'm happy about that. He got to come back to what he was, not what he was this season, but before that. And it's all across everything. Was he a bad player? No. Was he a $30 million a year player? God, no. And the effort didn't match. So hopefully we get there. Yeah, BA is going to be fine. And I hope he comes back better than ever. We need him to. And, man, if you're a Brock Purdy guy, you got so many expensive toys moving forward. Ah! How could you not be so pumped right now? Love you guys. And you ain't got to try to stay faithful. It just is. Let's go, Demo. That's going to do it, guys. Peace.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.